Good evening, everyone, and thanks for joining us here at Parks and Parks Talk, a podcast of diversity. January 29, 2011 is the day that I think I'm going to change it up a little bit, Larry and I, and we're going to talk about relationships. How hard it is to say goodbye once you know the relationship has come to an end. Yes, neither one of us wants to be the first to say goodbye. Gladys Knight and the Pips. And that is so often true in today's world. Man, woman, in a relationship that know that there's no fixing, preparing, getting any issues resolved in a relationship. There's always a time in a relationship when you know that there's time to say goodbye, but neither one of you can. Why is it so difficult? What holds you there? What keeps you from moving on? What do you think, Larry?
I think it's a combination of things that keep you staying in a relationship that you should have got out of a long time ago. Obligation, familiarity, you know, you being familiar with the person. Is all that you know is just that one person. Also, love for that person, but probably not being in love with that person, but just having love for that person. And just feel like you need to be loyal to that person. And also, possibly kids. That's going to be one thing that can possibly hinder somebody from going off to, you know, to find their self again.
So you would say friendship keeps them there? Or is it something else, perhaps? That keeps them there.
Yeah, it could be something that's keeping them there. Legal. I guess legal matters that, you know, that they have both put in each other's names or something, you know, or family, you know, knowing that they have a close bond with your family, that's a major thing, you know, whether it be mother, brother, you know, anybody that.
Stepkids,
exactly. Stepkids. You know, anybody that have grew a bond with them as well, because, you know, when you're with a person for so long, their family become your family, you know, in most majority of the time, you know. That possibly can be that.
But I don't think that it's healthy for a relationship to remain in a relationship once you know that it's over for any reason other than you love them. I don't think it's healthy. I think you cause this more problems than you do if you leave. I think once it's time for it to be over, it should be over. You should begin to start the healing process. Instead of remaining home for whatever reason you want to call it, kids, friendship, finance, what good is it doing one another? To force yourselves being together, knowing there's so much tension in the household, knowing that you can't get along anymore, and perhaps not even sleeping in the same bedroom. What do you say about that, Larry?
Well, you're right. It doesn't do anybody good, you know, going on, you know, living, I guess you can say living a lie, you know, not giving yourself total to that person anymore. Being unfair to yourself and as well as being unfair to that person, you know you're not going to be truly dedicated to that person like you was originally when you did get involved in your relationship. You just, really just buying time, you know. And then it's like a chain reaction. Whoever else in the household, it's affecting them as well. You know, and like if you have kids, they picking up on exactly what's going on. And then they probably just going to pick up bad habits that you formed for being with that person. you know, and then when they get in a relationship, they're going to do the same exact thing that you most likely did and make the same mistakes that you made.
Like kids, like daughters?
Yes,
daughters watching their mothers?
Yes, like daughters watching their mothers. If they see that, they don't know any better. You know, it's like your mother still has to be a role model to show them exactly the correct way to, you know, to be treated by a man. If they don't know that being treated by a man and being a bad relationship, that's awful. That's awful.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And like you said, the mother is the role model, especially to her daughters.
Yes, she is.
She should be that strong woman. Show that child, her daughter, that, look, you can love a man, you can be there for a man, you can do all the things that a man requires of you to do, and that's required for you to do as a wife, and as a woman to that man. But baby, when that man don't want you anymore, don't break down and beg. Don't break down and keep yourself in a unwanted, unloved relationship. I know it's hard. I know it is, especially if you still love that man. Only one thing you can do, you can talk to that man. You can ask that man if there's something, anything that you guys can do in order to salvage the relationship. But when that man says there's nothing, when he shows you there's nothing by not caring about your feelings, going out at night, staying late at night, coming home, and you're living in the house amongst each other as roommates, and your child see there's no connection between mother and father, not even any type of physical sexual relationship, it's time to move on. There's every indication that someone needs to be the first to say goodbye. Don't you think so?
Yes, you're correct. I like how you plugged the title of the song in there. You know, for that. Clever. Very clever.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, very clever. But in a situation like that, a man has to step up to be a man as well. You know, if he want to break it off with, you know, whoever he with, you know, and if he really respect and love that woman from, you know, from the jump, then he do need to make sure she's okay. Not just financially, but emotionally, mentally. To make sure she's fine, because you came in there in that relationship in the beginning, and that woman was relying on you to hold stuff down, and you did hold stuff down. Just make sure that she's going to be okay. You know, don't leave her just hanging. You know, that's wrong. A lot of men do that, because us men, we kind of tend not to be too many well communicators as it is. And so what a man do, if he can't handle it, he will run. You know, either run or fight. That's two things that a man nature knows.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So, and a lot of men, we don't like too much drama, so before we avoid the drama, we just leave.
You just leave, and what I would call that, you would just abandon a woman, like you abandon situations that you can't handle.
Yeah.
All you guys know.
Yeah, not, and fellas.
And not Larry.
Yeah, thank you. And fellas, I'm still on your side, and I ain't converted over to, you know, to the sisterhood and of being a woman or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Still with my guys.
And girls out there, and women, ladies, mothers, I'm still on your side. I know how it is when you're in love and a man tells you he don't want you anymore. You may say, now listen to her talking that shit like, it's so easy just to pick up and leave a man because he say he don't want you anymore. It's so easy to watch that man walk out the door. Ladies, I know it's not easy.
Fellas, I know it's not easy just to come in and then say, well, I'm going to make sure she's fine. You know what I'm saying? If she not okay, I ain't worried about it. But you know what I'm saying? Don't be like that, because you still have to hold it down regardless, you know. Don't think that, well, he just saying that, you know what I'm saying, that he can do what he got to do. You don't know what type of broad or female I'm with, but you still got to still give her that upper hand and still just help out to push her along the way to make sure she's okay.
And ladies, I want to go back to talking to you about how hard and tough it is, because like I said, I understand it's not easy watching that man pack his clothes, preparing himself to move onward to another home or perhaps another woman. it's not easy at all. I know it's not easy to start over without that man, especially for you women out there that haven't been working in years and depend on that man financially to support the household, you and the children, the bills. And now it's time for you girls to get out there and try to apply for a job and get employed and start being a breadwinner out there. I know it's hard. Some of you perhaps don't even have the occupational skills that's necessary to get a job or the education that need to get a job. But you know what? That still doesn't give us the right to make a man stay, to indulge in an unwanted, loveless, half-loveless relationship. If that man said he don't want you, and you see that there's no way that you can mend the fences, the problems in that relationship, you have to know when it's time to say goodbye. And ladies, most importantly, you have to know how to say goodbye as well.
Yeah, they do, but let me ask you a question though, Dora. What if the woman doesn't really just still know how to do that? You know, we mentioned earlier that sometimes they pick up bad habits from their mother. So do they just, you know, really pray on it? And, you know, I know.
Of course they pray on it. Of course they pray for strength.
But don't pray for a man.
Of course they pray. They read the scriptures and they pray for strength to move on, not for a man. And speaking of, because of what they saw their mothers have done before with other men or with their father, in any case like that, such as alcoholism, abuse, someone has to break the chain.
Someone has to break the chain. So they have to break that chain. But if they're not a spiritual person, then they need to see some type of guidance or counseling, you would think.
Friends, family.
Keep a journal, write.
Blog. Join some type of groups out there for women that, you know, alone and have gone through divorces. There's many of them out there. You can possibly look in their phone book, the Yellow Pages, or, you know, hey, look, we do got computers. We can always get on the internet as well. And that's the main thing. That's the main communication out there. And a lot of listening on there for you to try to get some type of groups that can support you in situations like that. Because, like I said, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But I think that it's so unhealthy, and you're making it worse on yourself, living a lie in a relationship. I know there's still a whole lot of love, but half the time there's love for the way it used to be, not for how it is now. Am I correct, Larry?
Yes, you are correct. No, I'm going about that. But do sometimes you find like a lot of women, because, you know, a man going to be a man. A man going to go out there and do his thing, you know, once, you know, he break up with a woman, you know. And he probably already doing it before he break up with a woman. Some guys, I'm not talking about all guys. But do you think it's good for a woman to, once, you know, that the relationship ended, to, for her to jump into another relationship right away?
Now, that's something I totally agree with. You being rebound, being on the rebound, that's something I totally don't agree with.
Okay.
And if I said I agree, I want to make it perfectly clear out there, that's totally one thing I disagree.
Okay.
I don't care how many times you women seen or know for a fact that men do it, let us not do that. Let us not stoop so low to do that, because we're not helping ourselves. We're only adding to more problems just with a different person. Give yourself time enough to heal. Mentally, emotionally.
Yeah, because if that woman is totally scarred, if she's totally scarred, she would bring that drama and that hurt and that pain into the new relationship she went in. She would treat, majority of the time, she would treat that guy like he should get treated better than that. You know, she would treat him.
So you're saying she will, like, take it out on the new guy for what the ex-guy did to her or something?
Exactly. She would have so much
animosity
towards, you know, guys in general. And just anything he tell her, she would not trust. The trust would not be there. He had to work extra hard.
Yeah, the trust factor will go, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's not fair on him as well, though. So that's why don't even get involved in anybody. Just heal yourself from internal first. Heal yourself.
You can't put a time limit on it, but if you at least try to do it, I think some part of you inside will know when you are absolutely ready to begin a new relationship. And you know, that's one thing that I really, really don't like, and I found this out for experiencing it myself. You know, like girls, when you go out here and when you happen to see a guy and he's talking to you and you know you just broke out of a relationship with someone, let's try not to be so quickly to tell the guy that you got out of a relationship. Just broke up with the guy.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
It's been 2 months. It's been a couple of days. Let's not do that. And Larry, from a male point of view, can you tell the women why? What goes on you guys' mind when you hear that from women?
It could be a double-edged sword when it comes to that. One thing could be, she's loony. She's crazy. You know, she got a lot of baggage still, you know, heading on to that. You know, or it also can be another thing for some type of guys that prey on that. Some guys do like that. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I was waiting on you to say, brother.
Exactly. A lot of guys do like that, and they feed off of that. And, you know, they can know that they can take advantage of your emotions. You know, eventually they'll come in there like a knight in shining armor. And then just take control of everything and have that power over you. And you should never give nobody, man or woman, power over you when it comes to that situation.
Whether you think that's one of the reasons why certain women do that, that they tell the new guy, well, you know, I just got out of a relationship, you know, just a couple of days ago, you know, hoping that that guy would say, oh, wow, he did you bad. Oh, man, I feel so sorry for you. Well, you know what, you know, here I am. I can soothe that pain or, you know, oh, the famous thing, what, that guy don't know what he's been missing. You know, that's his loss, you know. He's full of shit leaving someone like you. And that's all we need to hear, something like that, to just build up a female ego. And once that is said and once that is done, girl, we're like putty in their hands. And that's something we don't need to be right after the love of our life just left us flat out the door, don't care, and just said, kiss my ass, I don't want you anymore. And then when a guy comes, well, I want you.
Mm-hmm.
I want you.
Okay.
I think you are that.
Okay.
We don't need to hear that right now. Mm-hmm. We don't need to hear that right now. We may think we do, but I think that's the most dangerous word next to I don't want you from the man that you did want. Because to me, those are the most poisonous words. Those words will break you down so you be so open. Open. For any type of nonsense and, excuse me everyone, bullshit that comes from the next guy who has no good intentions to really make things right with you, to have no good intentions to make a relationship with you. But let me tell you something. There has been other girls in situations like that, other women that I've spoken to just recently today on my blog, had said that they've been into a relationship like that, and through the help and the bless and love of God, they found someone. Not saying that God sent them, but they thank God. They thank the Lord that they was blessed to find the love of their lives. Now that don't go for anyone. So don't think every woman will go through that. But there are women that have gone through a bad relationship where there was someone that was the first to say goodbye. And I don't know how long it took, but they eventually found someone. And when they did, it was the right someone. So sometimes, let me tell you something. I'm going to give you a little lesson to take with you. Sometimes when that guy or that girl wants to go, it may be a reason because it's time for them to go. And that reason may be because there's someone out there there waiting for you that really actually meant for you. How about that, Larry?
Wow. Yeah, you really broke it down, sister. You know what I'm saying? You really broke it down. That's really deep.
Yeah.
And fellas, you know, on the man's perspective, you know, just be a man, you know. You know, if you don't want to be with a woman, just let her know. Don't stick it in there. Don't be ching or, you know, excuse my language, fucking around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, you can do your thing, you know, true enough, you know, just do your thing, but just make, if she know what's going on, then she know what's going on, let her handle it, but still, you don't need to be doing that in a committed relationship. You just need to go and step away. You, if she can't deal with it and handle it, that you're not, she want to stick with it and just let you do your thing or whatever, still leave. Because it's going to only do, eventually going to cause you to hate her because you're going to be saying like, oh, I'm still with this, you know what I'm saying, or whatever.
In the words of a nice song, I don't know who sang that song, but in the words of this song, Larry's right. Even if a woman comes to you and tells you, well, it's okay, you can do your thing, just don't leave.
Yeah.
It's a song called, It's a Thin Line.
Oh, yeah.
Between love and hate. Mm-hmm. I don't care how many times she lets you come in knowing that you've been with another woman, smelling perfume, seeing lipstick on your collar, smiling and about to give you your dinner and draw your bath water like everything all right, and you guys think, oh, I got it made. Once again, it's a thin line between love and hate. Be surprised if that woman fed up knowing and seeing you doing this and seeing to herself, now this man needs to just bulk up and be a man, and he see how much shit I'm taking from him because I love him, and he should come home and be that man to me that he should be. And she would snap on your ass, and there it is. You'll wind up in the hospital that much from being dead.
All right, Mom, all our fellow listeners out there, we're going to just wrap it up. But you can reach us at email at parksaphrodite@gmail.com. That's where you can reach us. If you want to email us anything or any comments, you can comment us on our podcast page.
And I also have a blog, and you can reach me there at thevet1blogspot.com to just see my blog and read on some of the things that I talk about there or write about. Mainly specifically women and their daily issues, what they go through in a relationship, a woman, the family, children, anything that deals with women issues. And once again, that's LeVette1blogspot.com. Feel free to go in there and read some of the things that I wrote about that, okay? I look forward to seeing any comments. Please feel free to follow me there. I would love some of you listeners to follow me. And like I said, feel free to leave comments. I'd like to know what you guys think about what I've written about, especially you women out there, because I'm rooting for you. I'm a woman myself, and we all share the same pain, the same joy. So once again, we're going to wrap this up. I hope that this certain topic tonight had not defend anyone, because it wasn't intended to. Actually, to help some of you out there. Some of you out there that contemplating whether or not you should leave when it's time to leave. Not just leave because you're bored and want to leave, or there's another person out there telling you to leave. But leave when it's time to leave. Once you and your spouse, mate, lover establish the point that you can't get along, there's no more relationship. It's one already done told the other they wants to go, but they're trying to hang in there. When it's time to leave, leave for good reasons. Good reasons only. Not to have an affair. Not to be out there because someone telling you to leave your wife or to leave your husband. But for good, legit reasons. You just can't get along anymore, something like that. But someone would have to be the first to say goodbye. Larry, you have to have some last words. I know you have to. You need to. Do you want to?
Yeah, I do. Well, fellas, like I said earlier, I'm not knocking into my fellow brethren. I'm just trying to tell you, I'll just hold it down, you know. I have seen it. Relationships go bad. I've seen relationships go good. I have been in both ends of it, so I know from experience. It's not nothing I just talking about, just to ramble. But it's been fun. And like I said on last podcast, and I said every one of them, that, you know, we're podcasts of diversity, so we try to touch on a little bit of everything, you know, try to keep it fresh.
Yes.
And interesting for all y'all fellow listeners out there and friends.
And we would like to thank each and every one of you listeners out there that takes the time to download our podcast.
Yes, that's very important to us, though.
That is so important, and it means so much to us. We're just starting this. We're trying to learn every aspect of podcasting. And each day when we see how many supporters we have out there, what it does to us is motivate us. It motivates us to make more podcasts for your listening pleasure, for you can enjoy, for you can be in your car riding and listening on your way to work, on your way home, to church. And once again, we hope we're not offending anyone with any of our podcasts. It's for entertainment purposes only. And feel free to follow us there and to request us as friends. And if you have any feedback on what we should improve, that we need to do to make listening to our podcast better, please, please feel free to give all the feedback that you have for us, okay? And so, once again, thank you for listening to Parks and Parks Talks, a podcast of diversity. And you know what? I'm so sad to leave you, but I'm Dorothy and I have to go.
And I'm Larry. Bye.